Yes, you was when you were a wonder.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya muri nyeri ya mukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Uburam buri mutya.
And how is your life?
Uburam burungi.
Is life good?
Ukurike yo naje muyiseko.
Welcome back wherever you passed.
Kansubire omulisiza yo musana gwe kigambo kya Katonda.
Let me hope you've lightened there the light of the word of God.
Ebikorwa ebyekigambo kya Katonda.
The works of the word of God.
Iranga tobikoze kifuura nnenge.
And you've not twisted turned them upside down.
Okuddugaza erinnya lye.
To darken his name.
Engeri yokka gye tuddugaza erinnya lya Katonda.
The only way we darken the name of God.
Atukole ebyo ebitasaana.
When we do things worthless.
Era ebitali ng'ekiragiro kye bwe kiri.
And those not as his command is.
Ekigambo kye.
His words.
Yes, we have given you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Come up first, about to give some Matthew 6.
That's where Lord Jesus taught us in Matthew 6. Right from verse 9 to down.
So
we pray that our Father in heaven, the Lord worth be your name. No one else can cleanse his name except his child. If you are a child of your father, you try to see that your name of your father is clean. The only way of cleansing that name. Made a scorn these days too much. The false salvation which has moved the world. The acts of the prophets, apostles, and the pastors.
They
have caused that name move and get more scorn. The name of our Lord Jesus. And then we have that tension in us. And there is much perversions. Right now, the people have headed on ways back to the religions they came from. Those who had proved that Jesus came to save us and they entered salvation. What Satan has done is this one down. To see that the name of salvation, it gets a scorn.
It passes
through those thought to be servants of Christ. And they do acts which are not worthy. Stealing witchcraft and abusing each other and things like those. All over the entire world. Then the name of salvation got the problem.
But
God raises us the new generation. As we first heard him say to us through Pastor Muchivi. And just as he promised us. In the Psalms 78. That he will bring a generation of those who know him. Those are the children who will be born. And they will not be like their forefathers. For our forefathers have darkened that name. The name of salvation. The name of Jesus. And we too handle the work of cleansing it. We try so much to do everything possible to sanctify that name.
Yes, we have given.
Praise Jesus so much. Don't reject salvation. But try so much to cleanse the name of salvation. The name of Jesus. Religions did what they wanted in that name. Even us in salvation. Came, did things not worthy in that name. It's only one word.
You
know, the word of wisdom also, I like it.
For
wisdom is right in the word. When you read in John chapter 12, we are going to see schemes of Satan, but let's first see here. Our Lord told us, that when the light is prevailing, move within it.
Yes, you have given.
Praise Jesus so much. When light is prevailing, it's good to move by it. For in eras of darkness, you moved in the darkness of ignorance. But if light is prevailing, then it's worth of you move by it for its prevailing. But threatening,
okutambulira mu kizikiza n'olikaata omusana nga weeguli.
To move in the darkness and you ignore light when it is prevailing.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omusana bweguba weeguli.
When light is prevailing,
tambulira mu musana.
You move within the light.
Omusana ogw'okumanya.
The light of knowledge.
Oguva mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Coming from the word of God.
So ekigambo ekyo.
Now that word.
Yakyogerako ng'atukuutira.
Spoke of it when he emphasized us.
Nti omusana bweguba weeguli.
That when light is prevailing,
tambulira mu musana.
You move in the light.
Katusoma olunyiriri olwasa mu Yokaani sura ya 12.
Let's read John chapter 12.
Tuvire ddala ku nyiriri olwasa mwenya.
We move from verse 13 to 34.
Yokaana esura ya 12 olunyiriri olwasa mwenya.
John chapter 12. From verse 34.
Awo ekibiina ne kimuddamu nti, "Ffe tetwawulira mu mateeka nti Kristo abeererawo emirembe n'emirembe. Naawe kiki ekikugambya nti omwana w'omuntu kimugwanira okuwanikibwa?"
Ddamu bulungi.
Yokaana essula ya 12 onyola 3 mwennya.
John 12 from verse 34.
Awo ekibiina ne kimuddamu nti, "Ffe twawulira Tife twawulira mu mateeka nti Kristo abeererawo emirembe n'emirembe. Naawe kiki ekikugambya nti omwana w'omuntu kimugwanira okuwanikibwa?" Oyo omwana w'omuntu y'ani?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Abayigirizwa n'abantu abaali bawulira.
The disciples and the people who heard him. We had heard the laws that Christ never dies. Why do you say you're meant to be hanged and you die? Who is the Son of Man then? Now whom should we wait? Now down here he told them this.
John 12 verse
35.
Yesu n'abagamba nti, "Esigaddeyo ebiro bitono ng'omusana gukyali gye muli, mutambule nga mukyali n'omusana."
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Basooka abagambye ngenda kukomererwa ku
musaalaba.
Ne bamugamba, "Ffe twawulira mu mateeka nti Kristo tafa."
And they told him, "We heard the laws, Christ never dies."
Era Kristo yatafa kituufu.
Yes, Christ never dies.
Naye yeewaayo ku lwaffe.
But he gave up himself for us.
Ate ne yeddiza obulamu
bwe. And he restored back his life.
Era kituufu Kristo tafa.
And it is true, Christ never dies.
Wabula yeewaayo atufiirire ffe.
But he never died for us, but he never died.
Ye tafa, yafiirira.
He never died, he died for us.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ekigambo kyabaddamu kyewuunyisa.
But the word he answered them is amazing.
Yabagamba omusana nga gukyaliwo.
He told them, as long as light is prevailing,
mutambulire mu musana.
Move in the light.
Kubanga buziba obudde ne buziba.
Oh, it gets night.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda, omusana ogw'okumanya bwe guba guzze mu
the light of the word of God, the light of knowledge when it comes in the world.
Tambulira mu musana ogwo.
Move and walk in that light.
Kubanga kyangu nnyo okuguvaamu obudde bwo ne buziba.
So easy to get out of it and get night your way.
N'otandika otambulira mu butali butuuki oba mu kizikiza.
Walk in unrighteousness or darkness.
Kati jukira mukama waffe Yesu yali wali.
Remember the Lord Jesus was there.
Yajja musingo gw'ekitabo ogwamuwandikibwako.
He came in the scroll written about him.
N'abagamba nze bwe mba musinze
musana. Say, when I'm in the world, I'm in the light of the world.
Sigezi, era already n'ekitabo Bible bwe kiba we kiri
musinze. Means already the book Bible, if it's still in the world.
Musana okuguba weeguli.
That light is there.
Naye n'abagamba omusana ogwo weguba weeguli nga gwebikudde ensi.
Told them, when that light is there,
mugutambuliremu.
You walk within it.
Ekizibu kye tusiŋŋaana.
The problem we find, God lightens us now, he shows us the light. The light of knowing his word. But we are hardened to walk within it. Yet it is there.
Someone
saying knowledge is too much, let me give up on it. I tell you, people we first met,
and they see
scriptures are very many, they will not be able to walk with us.
Kakati omusana gwaka
mu. Now light is shining much. We don't want it.
Abooluganda.
Brethren.
Kigambo ky'amagezi.
In the word of wisdom.
Kirungi tutambulire mu musana ngu kyakola ki.
Good be walking the light when it's still there.
Omusana ogwo gw'okumanya we gubanga we guli.
That light of knowledge is still there. Walk by it. Many times when you're taught but walk in other things. You yourself light in darkness in yourself. He said, you know what? Light and you walk in the darkness as you see it.
He said, move this way.
And if you light, say, don't steal, don't commit adultery. He said, let me fast.
Now,
get back, let me fast, get here. I'll come back in the light. Friend, by the time you come back, you no more be shining your way. And it's become fire.
And
spoken of the gospel of light, you feel it's consuming you. You feel rebukes your way. You feel you're not worthy. You feel you're not able to sit here for long. You feel we are abusing you. And we speak against you. And every time you come, there'll be a pointing in you. But the problem which is to ignore our light. Get our emphasis from God, the Word of God, the Lord Jesus.
That
if light is within the world, the light of the Word, the light of the Scriptures, the light of knowledge, let's walk in it. For it is around. It rarely happens in the world. It doesn't just be in the world. John chapter 12 verse 35.
Awo Yesu n'abagamba nti esigadeyo ebiro bitono ng'omusana gukyali gye muli. Mutambule nga mukyali n'omusana ekizikiza kireme okubakwatira mu kkubo. Atambulira mu kizikiza tamanya gy'agenda.
Ekizibu ekyo.
That is the problem. He told them, I tell you, a little while darkness is to increase. If you walk in darkness, you'll even forget where you're going.
No,
we've faced the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And we've seen our journey shifting. And we see far where we're going. Even if finances and things of the flesh, you see the light on ahead. And there is something where I'm heading. I see hope. I see I'm progressing on. Now, heaven have understood their angels and the saints. There's a city. Now, I don't know where you've gotten your confusion. You shift from the light and walk in darkness. You sit in your bedroom and lighten darkness in yourself. And you speak words of schemes yourself. And write you heading on you to darkness. You know, there are many things which happen. And I hear them. That is the Lord. Why
is
the person lighten darkness on themselves? No, there are people lighten darkness. Darkness. Yeah, stones of them comes light of darkness. Who has ever seen such stones? There are stones that out of them comes light of darkness. Now it's not light, it comes darkness from them. What can we say? Out of them come rays of darkness.
Rays was it about Morugana.
rays of darkness. It's called rays of darkness.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. But the problem, see, now you can move and even check out.
No, please, I'm
others, you check out things more. You yourself get yourself from the light. Take yourself in darkness as you see. Claim you don't know and you do things of ignorance. Claim to get to be mad sometimes. Have you ever been there and you get to be mad yourself? Let me give you an example. There is a person. They get to be mad as they're bathing. They bath cold water. And they claim water as they urinate, call hot water on themselves. I don't know it to take how long that they have urinated to themselves claiming it's hot water. That is yourself, you've urinated hot water on yourself. To convict you of bathing cold water.
From
you, when you shift walking in life, you see yourself,
I wouldn't have done it if I did do it.
I was thinking, which are shameful to be spoken of.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Make yourself mad as you ignore a light.
Light
of knowledge of the Word of God.
Don't believe it
when you are aware of it. Hell, I've lightened myself.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Some
of you do
not say,
I'm going to follow you, I will never follow you. When you make yourself mad, you do it as you know.
Then just sit around and
righteousness and judgment as we work with him. Come follow you, point on you. I tell you, why do you make yourself mad? What I request you is one light is there
for
you. Things of light, speak things of light. Speak the light of the knowledge of the Word of God. Spend years you hear. You speaking things to others which pervert them. You are troubling us. Most of you want us to get to
Tisco.
I bought
right
you. Start up, I shame you. We can't do that.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. We are all in knowledge here. When you move outside from the synagogue, you speak things of darkness then. You begin to think of not knowing the Word of God. Let's move on to verse 36. John chapter 12 of verse 36.
Bwemuchu alino musana, mukirizo musana.
Let me tell you this word. It's a word of wisdom as it is. We still have light.
God
is not said light is not lightened. When he tells us 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6 and 7,
he
commanded light of knowledge shine in darkness. It reached a time it had lightened. People don't walk by it. They don't do it. It's a friend. You trust and walk in the light. You believe it. You have it. You still argue with it. You see how things are. Don't you see them? Don't you understand them? You're pretending on yourself. That you've spoken, you're making yourself mad.
Yes, you ever will.
Praise Jesus. But this problem is big. This problem is big. Light is there, but they don't walk in that light. Light from knowing the word of God. This big problem. Now you find people in the world who are not yet known. At least they do what they do.
But you,
even things light out, things are meant to be. But you refuse to believe and to do it. And to walk as the light of the word of God is. Let's finish here.
John chapter
12
verse 36.
That problem, I think you see it. When is in the world is the light of the world. One wrote the book of John. God's light in him, there is no darkness. But light of knowledge coming from hearing his word. If you believe it, walk by it and do as it is.
Woman
to be a son of the light.
And
that light is God. That name known as Samson. Son of the light.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The name known as the son of the light. Okay, let's become the Samsons. Sons of the light.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Walk
in the light of Samson. Of the light, you are not Samson. You can't even get the strength of God. For Samson,
he
got the strength of God. You know, the name of Samson is the name of Jesus, Son of the Light.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus. But what I can tell you is one thing. In this word of wisdom. If you're not moving in the light, you're not a son of the light. You are not Samson. The son of the light.
Samson
was meant to move in the light to move on, be a son of light.
But
you perfected to become the son of light is Jesus. And the name Samson is the name of Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. What can we do about that, brethren? Those led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. But the Spirit of God is light himself.
You
move in that sun as you see the seven lamps. The wisdom in the word. The understanding in the word. The counsel in the word. The power. The knowledge in the word.
Fear
of God in the word. Hating evil. Helping many get from evil. And the Spirit of the Lord.
To
glorify the light Christ and the light the Father.
Now,
what I can ask you is this. That walk in the light. And then you'll be the son of the light. The light is of the knowing of his word. If you'll do that in the world, you will be always the son of God.
And you
walk in the light of knowledge.
You
call yourself Samson yourself.
If
you call the power of God, it will always be with you. For
I've
told you well, for the name Samson, it means the son of the light. And that light is God. That is what the Lord Jesus. I think the last verse tells us this. In John 12. John chapter 12, verse 36. John chapter 12, verse 46.
Nze nzizo kuba omusana mu nsi. Buli muntu anzikiriza, aleme okutuulanga mu kizikiza. Yokana sura ya 12, onyolana mu mukaaga.
John 12:46.
Nze nzize okuba omusana mu nsi. Buli muntu anzikiriza, aleme okutuulanga mu kizikiza.
Should not stay in darkness. English says zize.
Umusana munsi oba bwemba munsi.
The light.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But even
the scroll of the word is around. And it was written of him. But what he would try to tell us. That if he's in the world, whether physically as a close flesh as he first
did,
what we know is not to do that again. When he's in the scroll written of him, when
he
speaks in John 5:39, he says that all scriptures speak of him. They seek in scriptures, hoping in them there is life. Yet they all speak of his. Now, in that word of wisdom, let's believe.
We
walk in the light as it's prevailing. That is the light of knowledge, friends. That the Holy Spirit emphasizes as much.
2 Corinthians 4:6-7.
And he says that. God commanded light shine in darkness, the light of knowledge. Said, even those riches we are with them, these riches we hold them in the
chest.
You hold that light.
Treasure,
honor itself, refuse to walk in this light. Understood things, how they are meant to be. You know how they are meant to be done.
As church,
holy without spot nor wrinkle. But you want to give an evil, you know what, a light. And you walk in the world of darkness, the world of ignorance, of not knowing the word of God. Praise Jesus so much.
That's
how the word of wisdom has gone. Let's move on to the schemes of Satan. Onto God and his church. Think much over that word. If you want to be the son of the light, and the light is God himself, we don't speak of the sun out there, but we speak God the real light. In him there is no darkness of ignorance. Even speaking words which are not right. Now be careful in all things you do. Accept this, the turn of the light.
Samson.
Remember upon that word, know what it means.
No,
it means the son of the light.
He
speaks it in Thessalonians the same.
We are
not of darkness.
We are
of light. Even and not to find us
as
those of darkness how they are. Children of light have to know all those. God is the knowledge.
And
is the light he speaks of. You know, he told us in Proverbs 8, I am understanding. And I am knowledge, I am wisdom. Now what speak falls in that?
But
let me hope you've gotten that word. Don't harden your own life. Don't make yourself mad. And you ignore light to things of darkness.